Now let's go to the parsha. For Shah's short word. I like this one very much. We have the parsha, we have in the parsha, this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu sets aside three of the six cities of Ari Miklat. They were going to be a total of 48 cities. But in the meantime, there were six primary cities, and those were given to Moshe. There were three Eivah HaYarden, and three were going to be on the other side of the Yarden that Moshe did not cross. Now the halacha is very clearly learning in Pesach, the Sanhedrin, Pesach, the Makos, that the only time the cities would be effective, would go into effect, would work, would protect the Ratzach from the Goel Hadam, was only when they would cross over the other side of the Yarden. They would enter into the main part of Eretz Yisrael. They would designate the other three cities, and now together, the three that were set aside by Moshe on the Eiver HaYarden in the side of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevi Menashe, together with the three cities, and later, of course, the other 48 cities that would be added later on, with the other cities, then all of the cities would go into effect. Right after the parasha, look carefully in the parasha, right after the parasha when Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the first three cities, which at this point in time were not yet active, were not yet operational, it says the famous pasuk we say every day, every time we take out a sefer, after we take out a sefer, v'zoyis ha-Torah, asher son Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael pi Hashem v'yad Moshe. So the question is, Rabbi Weinberg asks, what is the connection between the Vizois HaTorah and Moshe Rabbeinu designating three Ari Miklat that were not even operational until later on? So he answers, that's Rashi really tells, Rashi Chazal tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mitzvah bo liyotcha al tach mitzana. Even though it's true that what I'm going to do now is not going to work, it's not, the cities are not going to go into operation until much later on, so what? I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to do Hashem's will. Let me do it now, and it should be ready. I'm not going to be lazy and say, well, first we'll go into Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll come back and they'll set up all of the cities. Setting up a city is a big avodah. It's not an easy thing. Moshe Rabbeinu exerted himself. He was 120 years old. No, as a 120-year-old man, it's not easy. We can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's a lot of work. And for what? No, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mitzvah habol yotcha al tach mitzena, and then he said to Klal Yisrael, V'zois HaTorah. This is a Musar Haskel for Kol HaTorah Kula. Any mitzvah, the Tayag mitzvah that presents itself to you, do it! Do it right away. Mitzvah habol yotcha al tach mitzena. Don't say not now, later on, when I have an opportunity, when I have a chance later on. Grab the moment. Seize the moment. Chaperein. You don't know what's going to be later. Take, do it. And this is something which we remind ourselves every single Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha. Every time we take out the Torah, v'zois ha-Torah. Asher somo yishol lefnei b'nei Yisrael. Don't just think v'zois ha-Torah. You also should think, what's the context of the Zayi Satara? It's juxtaposed to Moshe Rabbeinu's designation of three cities that were not operational because Mitzvah Bo Liyotcha Al Tach Mitzena. This is the Iker Yisoy, what you should know about Torah. Do it now. Chaperein. Seize the opportunity. Okay, Derech Agav, once we're talking about V'zoi Sater, which appears in this parasha, just something very, very interesting, Rambam, which I do not know why we do not do this. The Rambam says, I don't even write down the record of the Rambam, I apologize, I forgot to write down the record of the Rambam, but the Rambam says that when you say V'zoi Sater, what do? The only thing you have to do this by Minhagim. How do you do V'zoi Sater? Which finger? The pinky.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to discuss this in our Minhag section. Why the pinky? Why not this finger, that finger? Where does all this come from? I'm sure there must be something very, very deep. But you point at the Sefer and you say V'zoi Satara. The Rambam says he's supposed to bow. He writes, he's supposed to, I don't remember his point, but he's supposed to bow. When you pick up the Torah, you bow to the Torah. We don't do this. I don't know why we don't do this. But I'm not telling you to do things that no one does, chas v'shalom. But the Rambam says to bow. It's very interesting because in the Brich Shmei, unfortunately, many of us just mumble up. Brich Shmei, it's beautiful, beautiful things it says here. It's just, it says, the Sogidna Kame. We bow. When do you bow to the Torah? Okay, let me find the Baruch Shmei in the Sidur. I'm not very good in turning pages. It always takes me a long time to find the obvious. But it says here in the Baruch Shmei, here it is.
The Kutcher.
I bow before you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not Sifta. I bow before you. Umikama. I bow. Again, this sogidna means to bow. Kame before you, Hashem. Umikama. And I also bow in the presence, Dikar Oiraisa, the splendor of the Torah, Bechol Idon V'Idon, every time, every day, I bow before the Torah at every moment. Really? When do you bow before the thing about it? When do you bow before the Torah? What? Oh, I was going to come, very good, I was going to come to that. When do you bow? What?
What did you say?
Gadlu. I'm going to come to that one moment. Excellent. You really hit the nail on the head. Unbelievable. But when do we bow? When do we bow to the Torah? Never. Come on, never. So Rav David Cohen says, this part that I'm telling you off, I'm not mistaken, I'm quoting from memory, he shteltsu, the Rambam, the Zois HaTorah, this week's parasha, Asher Somo Shalifnei B'nei Yisrael, look in the Rambam. The Rambam says you're supposed to bow. He's supposed to bow, and that's what it means here. B'chol idon v'idon, it says here in Baruch Shmei that I bow before the Torah every time we take out the Torah. Okay, so I guess you would want to say it's more conceptual that we submit to its authority. We humble ourselves. We accept the authority of the Torah in every juncture in our life, every day, every decision we make. What is Das Torah? I have a great story to tell you about Das Torah later. What is Das Torah? I'll tell you now to Das, this we bow. I was once involved in an organization for many years, almost 5-6 years. And they have all these rules. I'm not going to tell you that these, I don't say Lashon Hara, but they have all these rules. And every so often they change the rules. And every time they change the rules, in my mind, it was total nonsense. Total craziness. And I always badger and harass the guy in charge. This is nonsense. What are you doing? Why are you changing the rules and making it so much more difficult? And he always would say to me, everything we do here is done with the consultation of the Gedolei Yisrael. Das Torah. Das Torah. I said, what am I supposed to tell him? He says it very seriously. Das Torah. This is the decision that was made. These are the new rules.
The better question is, how does a
Rav
become a member
of the Moetzes?
Of the Moetzes
Gedolei Yisrael. I have no idea. This Sogidna Kame Mikama Dikar Raisa, called Idon the Idon. Okay, called Idon the Idon. So this is very nice thing to know. Now, Derech Agav, when else do we bow? So what this is, Rabbi Reisman has a shir on this. He leads us to the Tzorach, one of his imponderables. He leaves us the tzorach, and then my father Zichron Levrach gave a whole drasha on this. I told him, I rise him, and he thought about it. He gave a whole beautiful drasha on this. Is what do we do? We take out the sefer Torah. What is the minog Yisrael? I didn't look into the makaros for this. My father he had a lot of details about this inyan. You take out the sefer Torah, and what's the first thing you do? You face the oilam, right? You face the oilam, right? Your back is to the Aron Kodesh. You're holding the sefer Torah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema, you know, in the nice, the nigger, right? Then what do? You then take the Sefer Torah, and you turn around to the Aron Kodesh, and you bow, Gadlu l'Hashem iti, uniroimimo shemo yachtov. Let us glorify Gadlu l'Hashem together with me. So by rise, we look in the book, it's in the book, Palate of the Prophets, see as an imponderable, doesn't make any sense. Pum faket. It should be just the opposite. When you take out the Sefer Torah, you should look and you should stand facing the Ora. Because you're davening. You're being makabel o malchus shemayim. Shema Yisrael, so face Mizrach, face the Ora. Then when you say Gadol Lashem Iti, who is Iti? L'chayre means everyone in this shul, together with me, let us glorify, let us praise the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're talking to the tzibur. Mm. If you're talking to the tzibur, face them. Don't turn your back to them. Don't insult them. K'shei oiref, to turn your back and show them the oiref. Face them and say to the olam, Rabbi Yisai, God Hashem iti, and bow to the people, because l'choira iti refers to the people in the audience, and you are asking, instructing them to glorify Hashem together with you, the shatz. So Rabbi Reisman asks, yeah.
You're the
So you're telling the olam, God Hashem iti. What?
That's why it's the opposite. Because you're praying for the shliach tzibur.
But here you're directly addressing them. In the rest of tefillah, in the remainder of tefillah, you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, representing the tzibur. Here you're telling them, Rabbi Sai, let's gal Hashem iti rumish on l'chash, and then they all say, yeah, l'chash and ha'gadulav ya'gvur ya'teferes, they respond. They respond. But you tell them, Rabbi Yisai, speak up, say something. God of Hashem iti. And then they all respond, L'chash and Agadullah. So face them. What are you turning around?
It makes more sense the way we do it. We say, Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel. You're facing Israel. You're facing
okay, so you can
turn around, you say, bow down to me.
Okay, it must be that you're right, because that's the way we do it. Hanach lahem li Yisrael, l'me'enim levim b'nei levim. You're right. Rabbi Reisman, he discusses this, and he just points out that you could argue it should be the other way around. And then he writes, I don't know a makar for this. He says that he searched, I'm not mistaken, it's a long time ago, I'm recalling it from memory. He searched, he doesn't know where this comes from. He can't find any makar why it's like this. Okay.
Why what's like it?
Why we do it in this fashion, why the minhag ha'olam is to face the Aron when you say Shema, and then to turn around when you say, I'm sorry, to face the Olam when you say Shema Yisrael, like Dr. Friedman is saying, you say Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, and then you turn around when you say God Hashem Iti. You can argue, think about it, obviously there must be some logic to it because that's what the Olam does. However, I have a question to ask you based upon this thing that we're talking about with Zoyz HaTorah and the Rambam. Again, Zoyz HaTorah comes from this week's parasha. So that's why I'm entitled to say this word. And the Rambam says when you say the Zoyz HaTorah, you bow down to the Torah. So, and now I quoted you what it says here in Berich Shmei, that we bow down b'chol idon v'idon, so we can say it means conceptually we submit to its authority. But if you want to take it literally, it's very good. It's like the Rambam, you physically bow down. But whoever told you God Hashem iti means you're talking to the people? You can say a drush. This is a drush. I told this to Rabbi Reisman. I told this to him, so he said, interesting. He didn't want to go. Maybe when you E.T., you know who you're talking to when you say E.T.? I'll bring you a sharp var from the Satmarov. Just, it just enhances this. You're speaking to the other Sifrei Torah. Dr. Friedman is right. Shema Yisra. You're talking to the people. Wake up. Rabbi Yisai. Wake up. Chazoras Hashatz is over. Wake up. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Put down all the paper lach. No more talking. It's now time for Kriyas HaTorah. I have a Sefer Torah. When you take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron, we don't realize. We don't realize. All of the other Sefer Torah are jealous. There are. You have a beautiful shul. You have 10 Sefer Torah, 5 Sefer Torah, 3, 2 Sefer Torah, 20 Sefer Torah. You took out only one Sefer Torah. They're all jealous. I also want it to be. Everyone wants attention. That's a kol b'mazal. I feel the Sefer Shavecha coming down in a moment. But Sefer, it's not fair. All of the other Sefer Torah are bitzar. Why me? Why him? And not me? I'm worth more money. You know, they paid for me $50,000. They only paid for that one $30,000. That's a, you know who wrote that? He wasn't the cipher. Wasn't such a good guy. The one who wrote me, he was the best cipher. All right, I'm an anical from, you know. I'm an anical. That one doesn't have any yichus. No, I didn't tell him this. The jokes. I didn't tell him. So when you say God Hashem iti, iti means you're telling the others. Others, don't be jealous. All of us together will exalt Hashem. So you're facing the Oroin and you're holding one Sefer Torah, and you're saying, you're representing the Sefer Torah, and you're saying, don't be jealous. We're all in it together. Godlu, what?
When you say God,
or is closed.
The
Ochanami, who says that we are correct
based
in closing? Even though you close the Aron before you depart from the Aron, you're standing in front of the Aron, so you're speaking to the Aron. Okay, you're right,
you're
right. First of all, who says he's supposed to close the Aron? There are a lot of things that we don't do correctly. Look, I'll just tell you, I'll tell you some of this.
You're turning your back to the Aron when you turn around and say Shema Yisrael.
Well, you know, we turn our back to the Aron when we say Shema Yisrael. Anyway, we're not mocked, but obviously there's no hakbar to putting it back to the Aron when we speak this Dominic Yisrael today. Okay, so that's an egg, because now you're putting it back to the Aron. But, you're speaking to the Sefer Torah. You bow. Also, why are you bowing? What's the bowing all about? Who are you bowing to? Oh, so when you say God Ul Hashem Iti, now this shot in the Bruch Shmei, I disogid the kama umikar dikar oiraisa bechol idon v'idon. When I bow, when I say Godlu, I'm bowing to the Aron, to all of the Sifrei Torah in the Aron. And I'm telling all those Sifrei Torah, don't feel bad. I'm not taking this Sefer Torah and not you. This is just a representative of all of you. Godlu Hashem Iti, all of you together, participate in what we're going to do now in reading the Torah. It's not just this Sefer Torah. You're all the same. You're all identical. And you bow to all of the Sifrei Torah. That's what it means. That's all it says. Disogidna kama umikama dikar oiraisa. So this is where you mekayim. I bow in front of the Torah when you say God Ul Hashem Iti. Dr. Friedman was referring to a very famous Rav from the Satan Rav. The Satan Rav says, joke, Hakol tolui b'mazel, afilu sefer Torah shebehechol. The simple interpretation of Chazal is everything depends on mazel. Everything is mazel. Even which sefer Torah, because sometimes the periyomim there on Kodesh, they take out the wrong sefer Torah. There, this sefer, that sefer Torah, which sefer Torah is read from its all is a mazel. So the Sadman of says, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, you should say Hakol tolui b'mazel, afilu sefer Torah hayoytze min ahechol. It shouldn't say the Sefer Torah she b'heichal. It should say ha Sefer Torah hayoyitze min aheichal. So the Sadman Rav says the one that has the good mazel is not the one they take out; it's the one that remains inside. Because I don't know if it's a joke, but it's not a joke. Because the one that we take out, we mevazeh. How we mevazeh? We don't give the Torah the covenant it deserves. We take it out, we put it on the bima, we make jokes, we talk during laning, we don't fulfill what it says, we read what it says, and then we're not going to do this, not going to do that. We mevazeh the one that comes. So who has the good nazar when it's all said and done? It's the ones that are inside. At least me, they weren't mevazeh. My friend, they took out, they brought him to the bima, and everyone ignored him. They were talking and making jokes, making litzanis, and doing everything that's wrong. They were mevazeh, the Sefer Torah. Baruch Hashem, Aida was not soivel, this yisurim, this bizyonos, so it's the Sefer Torah, shebeichel, that had the good mazel, that didn't suffer the disgrace. Okay, so this is an idea of Zoyes Hatan. I'm just trying to tell you one more word. I want to let you go.
As we say before, Reb Chaim is not.
What?
All this Sefer Torah that's in it, all is happy that the other friend came out and he suffered the Zoyon and this.
It's serious and it's not serious. We don't give the Sefer Torah the cover that it truly deserves.
What did you tell him
about God Hashem Iti? When it says in the Brich Shmei, the Sogidna Kamo Mikar Dikar Raisa, the reason why we bow and we say Godlu is to be Mekayim what it says in the Brich Shmei. So and I told him, Iti doesn't mean Iti means the Iti. He teaches Iti to mean the Tzibur. Godlu Hashem Iti together. Godlu.
Shams, you're asking the other people to bow also?
No.
Just your bowing.
And you're addressing the other Sefer Torah.
Everyone says.
So, and that's not a kasha. So people. Everyone says, but that's not because of me. That's not because of what I'm saying. The simple interpretation is that you're addressing the Tzibur. God, Allah, Shem, Iti. Everyone here speak up and say something good. in a chanami. But I want to say a drush. You're not addressing the tzibur. You're addressing the Sifrei Torah. In the middle, the tzibur, they also say tzibur. It's not a kasha. The tzibur can say whatever they want. The tzibur is listening to the shats. Make a request. So they chime in and they speak up. Okay, one more quick vart.
I mean, what do you see? You're de-emphasizing the shem of God, the shem means God, and you're facing the other type issue, which is how the Shkiva sort of is, and that's why you say God, Hashem, eating, not because of the sacred Torah.
Gadul Hashem, glorify Hashem together with me.
Right.
Who are you speaking to?
I think you're speaking to Hashem. You're facing the Aron Kodesh, which is the seat of the Shekhinah.
And who are you speaking to? You're speaking to the Tzim Pash, the Tzim Pash. So I want to say a drush. You're not speaking to Hashem. Okay, one more quick var. This week's parasha says a very beautiful pasuk: Oy hanisa elokim lavoy lakachas loy goy mikerav goy b'masoyis v'oysim v'muchama l'chol asher osa Hashem. I don't remember the whole pasuk in exact detail, but it's a very, very long pasuk. And what is the significance of that very long pasuk? In that pasuk, it's one of only two pasukim in the entire chamishei chumshei Torah that has all of the letters of the Aleph base. Fascinating pasuk. Oy hanisa lekim lavoy lekachas legoy migerav mikerav goy b'masayis ba'oysayis v'mosim v'mulchama l'chol asher osa Hashem. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu did with the Yod HaChazaka in front of your eyes, it's a beautiful pasuk describing the miracles that Hashem did in many different forms of miracles that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. All of the letters of the Aleph Beis appear. It's in the beginning of the parasha. It's in the first or second Aliyah. The first, second Aliyah. Maybe I'll find a few ones because I'm looking for the other pasuk. There's another pasuk. I just want to point out the significance that there's another pasuk. There's a parashas v'eschanan. There's another pasuk that also has all of the letters of the Aleph Beis. That's in parashas v'shalach, and the pasuk is. Let me find the pasuk. Tezayin, tezayin.
I don't know.
Zeh, yeah, you're right. Wow, fascinating. Zeh, there was a little man who used to be ochlo. Yeah, you're right. How do you know that? Another pasuk. Tezayin, tezayin. The mon. Perik tezayin pasuk. Pasuk tezayin. Two tezayins. Tezayin, tezayin. Parshas Beshalach. Here's the only other pasuk that has all the letters of the Aleph Bay. Zeh Hadavar, Asher Tziva Hashem. This is that which Hashem has commanded. Litu Mimenu Ish Lofi Achlo. Oymer Lago Goyles. Take a measure per head. Mispar Nafsho Sechem, according to the number of people in your family. Ish Lasher Beoholo Tikach. All of the letters of the Aleph Bay appear in this pasuk. Unbelievable. So we have two psukim. These are the only two psukim in the entire Chamisha Chumshei Torah that have all of the letters of the Aleph base. What is this? Tezayin, tezayin in Bishalach. And in Parshas Voeschanan, it's towards the very beginning of the parsha. Oh, you know. Is it from the Baal Torah? I do not know. I'm not sure. In the beginning of Parshas Voeschanan, we have Oy Hanisa. I'll tell you
after
the exact
Sheni,
pasuk after Sheni, between Sheni and Shlishi. Kisol Ivanim. Okay.
Toward the middle of it.
Here it is, Lamed Aleph. Perek Dalet pasuk Lamed Aleph. Oy Hanisa Elokim Lovo Lokachas Lo Goy Mikerev Goy. The masos, the osos, uvi mofsim, uvi milchama, uvi yod hachazaka, uvi zroinetuya, uvi moiroim gidolim. Wow, there's a lot of expressions of greatness. Gichol asher osa lochem Hashem elokechem b'mitzrayim le'enecha. What is the significance? Both. So the answer. So I want to say a drush, and the drush is what. First of all, we have to understand what do the letters of the Aleph Beis represent. It represents very tzuka pas for today, the first day of Shas, limud hatorah. Aleph Beis in the Gemara and Shabbos stands for Aloif Bina, learn Torah. Yonah Diyoma, Parshas Voeschanan, the beginning of Shas, all the letters of the Aleph Beis, Aloif Bina, learn Torah. That's what the letters of the Aleph Beis represent. You have that on Tisha B'Av, all the keenest are wrapped up in the Aleph Beis, backwards and forwards, this pattern, that pattern. in Eicha, Eicha, how many times? Six times you have the Aleph Beis in Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha. I want to finish up. So we have, what's this? So the significance is there's a very big difference between Pasuk in Voeschanon and the Pasuk in Beshalach. And the Pasuk in Voeschanon describes the survival of the Klal, of Klal Yisrael. The miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for the nation, describes Klal Yisrael. In Beshalach, Tezayin, it describes the miracles that Hashem does to sustain an individual. In the Midbar, 600,000 men, 3 million people, everyone needs what to eat. And here it says, Oimer la'agul golas. Hashem says, I will provide parnasa, sustenance, a measure for every single head. Every single individual will be sustained. And what's chus? Torah. Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is the key to survival for the yachid and for the tzibur. A person shouldn't say, listen, as long as there's Klal Yisrael is learning Daf Yomi, everyone is learning. No, I'm a paying member. Good, I will survive. No, you have to be part of something. There has to be a life bina, doesn't mean Daf Yomi. The Yachid also needs the schus of Limud HaTorah for his personal survival. And a person shouldn't say, listen, I'm learning. If I'm learning, I don't care what's going to be with the local yeshiva. I don't care what's going to be with the local institutions. Let them collapse. You have to care about the tzibur. The tzibur needs aloif bina, and the yachad needs aloif bina. And when there's learning for the yachad and for the tzibur, both the yachad and the tzibur are guaranteed survival, miraculous survival. The man is lechem in hashamayim. The nisim, we read all the nisim of the nisim and the flows and zrei netuya, moisim, oisos. Both the tzibur and the yachid survive in the schus of the aleph base. Aloif bina. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Nachamu, nachamu, anu.